Local researchers have discovered new effect in physics. It's groundbreaking research that's being talked about internationally. The researchers made what they call a non-reciprocal microwave device. Yeah, popular culture, I guess it can be compared to the Romulan cloaking device in Star Trek or a one-way mirror in a police interrogation room. Kan Ming Hu led this research. He's a professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at the University of Manitoba, and he joins us now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So using, kind of flesh out that analogy for me a bit there, the police interrogation room, how would you use that to describe your discovery?
Okay. Yeah, some of your audience probably have watched the movie where they see in special rooms, the police officer lock the criminal inside of the room. There are special windows. The police officer outside of the window, they can see the criminal, but the criminal cannot see the officers.
Okay.
This kind of window, our physicists will call it non-reciprocal device, as you have introduced.
Mm-hmm. And so you've created something that will allow microwaves through in one direction, but they cannot make it back through in the opposite direction.
Exactly. Non-reciprocal means that you break this symmetry from port 1 to port 2 and port 2 to port 1.
Okay. Now, this sounds like there's a lot of excitement around this. This is the first time this has been done?
This is not the first time okay. It has been done. Mm-hmm. In fact, this is a very hot topic that internationally many researchers trying to invent these kind of things.
Okay.
Because nowadays you can buy these non-reciprocal windows for blocking sunlight from Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
But for microwave, it is very difficult.
Okay.
But people need it if you want to do very sensitive measurement in the microwave frequency.
And that's what we want to get into now. So I have all types of ideas in my head now about how this can be applied, but give us a sense of why one would want any type of device that would allow microwaves through one direction and not the other direction. How is that useful?
Okay. Two keywords. One is communication. The other one is computation. Communication means nowadays, for example, your cell phone, really using microwaves to communicate information.
Mm-hmm.
And to make this kind of communication effective, you sometimes need this special device which allows microwave only goes through one particular direction. Like you are controlling traffic on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You are controlling the traffic of the information.
Okay.
The other area which is even more interesting is actually in the new field called quantum computation and quantum information.
Okay.
There, people will use very sensitive device, quantum system, to do the quantum computation. Those devices are a little bit like this criminal who are extremely sensitive to any signals of indications of police officer. So you really want to lock those devices in a special place where the signal in a microwave frequency can come out. You, as the police officer, you can measure it and watch it.
Okay.
But you don't want to have any signal going back to alerting these criminals and to destroy the function you want to have.
And right there, we get back into the interrogation room analogy. Because, of course, when it comes to communications, microwaves sending data and information, we would like the authorities to be able to see what criminals will be doing, but we don't want the criminals to know that authorities are checking them out.
Exactly. Aha. That is exactly the point why so many people are interested in that.
Okay. Now, you mentioned another term that I'm not sure that we all are familiar with. We may have heard it, but don't know exactly what it means. Quantum computing.
Ah, okay. Everybody have now sort of computers.
Mm-hmm.
Computers are a little bit like you based on a color mapping of black and white. In the information language, it means you have a memory which can store either 0 and 1,
yes.
A 2-bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 2-color word, and you do the calculation based on that. Quantum computing is fundamentally different from that. You use the so-called linear combination of 0 and 1. In analogy, it is like multicolor word.
Aha.
So you have way more information.
You have a spectrum.
You have a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Allows you to do the calculation much faster in certain cases. And in fact, just last week, Google just made an announcement mm-hmm. which made the whole world excited. They found a special calculation using their quantum computer prototype, it takes a little bit, 3 minutes of calculation. If you're using nowadays a supercomputer, right, it will take you 10,000 years to do that. Wow. So it's really, really different.
What an advancement. Back to this discovery of the, let me get the proper term here, non-reciprocal microwave device. How are you feeling now that you've discovered this? Like this, you're very cool, calm, and collected here now, but this is a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, we are very excited when we, you know, first last year we had that idea. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning we thought it would take a very long time. But I have a very, very smart student and a very good postdoc. They worked very hard together. So within 9 months, they demonstrated it's possible. And after it published, so many people got interested in that. We are now trying to really apply a patent to make the device as small as possible, to make it commercially available for the people to make use of that.
That is all very exciting. I can imagine how you're feeling about the student and the postdoc. It's like your children doing something huge, isn't it?
They are really wonderful. Yes.
Very, very cool.
We have very, very good students at our university.
Right on. Well, congratulations to you and students for discovering this. Thanks so much for telling us all about it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Kan Ming Hu is a professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at the University of Manitoba. He discovered new effect in physics. His research is in a paper published this month in Physical Review Letters.